The victims ranged in age from 5 to 72. In total, 26 people were killed in Sutherland Springs, Texas yesterday while they were gathered in a house of prayer. They were shot by a lone gunman during services at the First Baptist Church. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke last night.
There's so many families who've lost family members. Fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters. The tragedy, of course, is worsened by the fact that it occurred in a church, a place of worship, where these people were innocently gunned down.
For more, we turn to NPR's Wade Goodwin. Wade, tell us what you have been able to learn from officials and investigators about what happened yesterday.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. According to the Texas Rangers and other law enforcement officials who've been down there, about 11:20 yesterday morning, Kelly exited his vehicle. He was at a Valero gas station and began walking toward the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs.
We should say Devin. This Kelly
that's,
is Devin
that's
Patrick.
Right,
Kelly.
Devin Kelly. He was firing an assault-style rifle, a Ruger, at the church facade. Eyewitnesses said, you know, he was wearing like all black and had a bulletproof vest on. And he apparently killed his first two victims. You know, they were outside the church there. Cause he was, you know, he walked around the side of the church firing at the facade the whole time and then entered the church and, you know, in what must have been an unimaginable scene, began to murder the worshipers. You know, it included children, the 14-year-old daughter of the pastor. The pastor just happened to be out of town yesterday. Also killed were a pregnant woman, children as young as 5 years old. As you mentioned, it was indiscriminate. He left the church after this and was engaged by a local resident who fired at him with a long gun. Perhaps it might have been a shotgun. It's unclear if Kelly was hit then, but he dropped his gun and then fled in his vehicle, and the resident pursued him in his own vehicle. Kelly eventually crashed. He was found dead inside the vehicle. As you mentioned, he'd been shot. And then last night, people gathered. There was a vigil in the town, a prayer service for the local residents, and they're just beginning to process this this horror that's been visited upon them.
Father God, we ask that you heal our broken hearts. That only you can bring us back together. And we need you now more than ever.
Sound there from that candlelight vigil last night where people gathered in prayer to remember the victims. What do we know, Wade, about the gunman? Anything more about Devin Patrick Kelly?
Well, he graduated from New Braunfels High in 2009, and he went into the Air Force right after that. We don't know a ton about his service record, but what we do know is not great. The airman was eventually court-martialed for assaulting his wife and the child, and he was confined for a year. He was discharged with a bad conduct discharge in 2014. Not surprisingly, Kelly and his wife got a divorce. There's a report that he was in El Paso, Colorado, and was charged with cruelty and neglect to animals there. That case was eventually dismissed. He ended up back in New Braunfels, living on his parents' property with a new wife, a two-year-old son. That's according to KENS-TV in San Antonio. And as we hear all too often, his neighbors described him as a regular guy and say they were shocked at what happened.
Yeah, so no notion of a motive at this point.
No, I mean, we don't. I mean, I think this may become clearer as we learn the identity of some of the victims, perhaps as early as today.
And I mean, the place where this has happened, this is a small place, right? This is a place where this community, the people would be connected to the people who were in that church.
Right. I mean, you know, a few hundred residents. And when you think about how many were killed inside that church, you know, that's a fair cross section of this town. It's a, you know, what we say is a one horse town. It's very rural. It's very quiet. You know, this town is got a long way to go to try to cope with what has happened. I think they're just beginning to process the nightmare that's been visited.
NPR's Wade Goodwin reporting this morning. Thanks, Wade.
You're welcome.